Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2497. Ways to Cope with Back Pain and Discomfort by Alexis Mallory of DIYactive.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to another edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of just a few podcasts in the world where blogs are read to you. And on this show, you get the added bonus of hearing my commentary at the end. Oh, and another bonus, on Fridays, I answer your questions. Now, to check out our other shows, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. But for now, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Ways to Cope with Back Pain and Discomfort by Alexis Mallory of DIYactive.com. We hope you are staying happy and healthy during these uncertain times. Since much of the world is more sedentary than ever, I wanted to take some time to talk about ways to reduce or avoid back issues and pain. Tips to cope with back pain. Before I get into specific exercises that help you cope with back pain, I wanted to share some advice on how to reduce or avoid experiencing chronic pain and discomfort. Stay active. Sitting in one position for long periods of time can add to tightness, pain, discomfort, and lactic acid buildup in the body. With this being said, it's very important to at least walk for 5 to 10 minutes every hour. I highly recommend setting a timer every 1 to 2 hours that alerts you to get up, stretch, and move. You should see the benefits of doing this within the first few weeks. Posture is important. How most people sit, rounded shoulders, raised shoulders, head hung low, takes the body out of postural alignment, which can create compensations that can lead to discomfort and pain. Ergonomics is a very important field of study because it shows us how to healthily position our bodies during work hours. A standing desk and an ergonomics-approved chair can be paramount based on the individual. Please remember to sit with your shoulders back, head facing forward, engage your core, and sit up straight with all vertebra stacked. Practice self-care. Things like massage, foam rollers, acupuncture, Epsom salt products, and stretching can greatly reduce back pain. We can't treat our bodies like workhorses without giving ourselves time to recover, rest, and get back into proper postural alignment and equilibrium. Be mindful of movements during and outside of exercise. It's important to be mindful of our daily movements too. For example, most people do not practice proper lifting mechanics. If you need to pick something off of the floor, it's important to assume a squat position and lift with your legs, not your back. Most people bend down to pick up something, and this movement can easily throw out the back. The spine is more fragile than we give it credit for. The smallest movement could tweak our backs. This is why we need to move mindfully and proactively. Lift smart. When working out, it's important to keep our spines in mind. Don't lift heavier than it's safe for you to do so. For those with back injuries, pains, or just general back concerns, I suggest lifting on the lighter side. Less weight and more reps will have a better shot at protecting the back. Furthermore, when picking up and putting down weights, assume the same squat position I mentioned in the previous section. When squatting and deadlifting, it's important to lift with the lower extremities, such as the lower abdominals, legs, and glutes. Take your supplements. While supplements aren't a magical cure, they can help. Things such as collagen peptides, turmeric, and ginger can help with inflammation in the body, which in return can reduce pain. Turmeric and ginger come in capsules. I usually recommend a collagen powder to my clients. Exercises. Now that we've talked about methods that can help take care of the spine, I would like to go over specific exercises that are usually back safe. Please note, workout programs should always be individualized, and those that have spine pain should consult their doctors before attempting any of the exercises I'm about to mention. Lastly, there are more exercises that may be good for back pain. I am merely listing a few to get you thinking. So without further ado, here are some specific exercises that are usually back safe. Dead bugs, leg lifts, glute bridges, bench rows, calf raises, toe taps, triceps dips, downward dog, and butt blasters. Better to be safe than sorry. Overtraining is real. It's important to find the right balance between healthily challenging yourself and catering to your own physical limitations. Every human has their own things to be mindful of. For example, I have scoliosis, which for the most part doesn't limit me. However, it's always important that I rest when my back tells me to. If you have never done so, I highly recommend taking a physical and mental inventory of yourself to ensure you know your own limits. Knowing yourself is paramount when it comes to health and wellness. We can't ignore our hardships or hangups. Owning them and figuring out how to creatively and healthily handle them is the best plan of action for long-term health and wellness. Lastly, please note that limits change over time. You at 30 will have different limitations than you at 60. With this being said, taking self-inventory is an ongoing process. Fitness journeys are fluid and require constant introspection and attention to continue progressing and reaching your goals. Pain is nothing to ignore. Ignoring it can only make matters worse in the long run. Wrap up. We hope this has given you some helpful advice on how to better manage back issues, discomfort, and pain. And we hope you can now better cope with back pain. You just listened to the post titled "Ways to Cope with Back Pain and Discomfort" by Alexis Mallory of DIYactive.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. When I was reading this article to you, I almost laughed when I read this line specifically. Quote, "The smallest movement could tweak our backs," end quote. Why did I almost laugh? Well, it's because just the other day, a colleague of mine and I were sharing stories for how we each tweaked our backs with just the smallest movements. I shared with him how I pulled a muscle in my back when I was, get this, moving my television cable box. The cable box weighs maybe 2 pounds, and I just wanted to move this cable box over to the other side of my television set. So I lifted it up with both hands to carry it over the top of the television. And as soon as my hands reached the top of the television, I felt a shooting, paralyzing pain up and down my back. It took my breath away. Now, I was able to gently put the cable box down, but just barely. Now, this was a long time ago, but I still remember that pain and never want to experience it again. Now, my colleague shared that he tweaked his back when he was, you ready for this one? Changing his son's diaper. He was basically gently twisting to place his son's dirty diaper in the diaper genie, and boom, had the same paralyzing pain that I just described. Oh, and did I mention that my colleague has his doctorate in kinesiology? Meaning, my colleague's doctorate is in the science of human movement. I didn't mention that? Huh. So anyways, between my colleague's PhD in human movement and my certification in exercise physiology, we sure have some embarrassing tales of how we tweaked our backs. So please know that back issues even happen to those that know better. But luckily, our recoveries were probably faster than most others because we were active before these episodes, we take care to bend properly, lift proper weights, and we continue to remain active after these little setbacks. We're just, again, a bit more careful with our movements now. All right, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you're having a wonderful week so far, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.